Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Please, by all means, send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, the new perk at large businesses that might be copied by small businesses, and debating whether to immediately quit the brand new job that you despise. Well, when shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Consider this story from the perspective of a doctor looking for extra income or new clients or a perk some small businesses may want to explore to remain competitive in this job market. Employers, hoping to keep workers healthy and productive, are moving beyond yoga workshops and webinars on work-life balance. More and more businesses are establishing on-site medical clinics where employees can receive primary care and in some cases consult with specialists, all without venturing far from work. Here's Wall Street Journal reporter Lucette Lagnato. Lucette, what have you found?
We're looking at a very different phenomenon now where, and this is exactly what this is about, that you can have a medical clinic there in your own, you know, corporate office or workplace campus if you work more in a, you know, town or suburban center,
yeah,
where you could see a doctor, a real doctor, a general practitioner, and sometimes even a specialist on the spot. And I find that kind of amazing,
yeah,
really.
Reminds me of like an old Little House on the Prairie episode where the doctor just shows up at your front door.
Right. It's a kind of a twist on, you know, our cherished notion of doctors who make house calls. Well, guess what? In our day and age, our offices have become our homes.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
We're spending so much time. So wouldn't it be great if you could simply ride the elevator and go and see a physician when you're feeling crummy at the office that day you kind of overdid it,
yeah,
and you went in even though you had a cough or a cold or a fever or a sore throat? I find it so amazing. And yeah, they've been around for a while. But, man, that world is changing.
You open the story with an example of a doctor who shows up at Goldman Sachs in New York City,
well,
right? How does that work? Is he there every day or a couple of
right.
times a week?
It's very interesting. Goldman Sachs, and I gather a bunch of the, you know, fancy Wall Street firms offer this as a convenience to their employees so they don't have to schlep, you know, an hour uptown to see a doctor and lose 4 hours in the day. On the 10th floor of Goldman Sachs, I gather there's a clinic, and I have an opening in my story where, if you can believe it, a major orthopedic surgeon from the Hospital for Special Surgery comes in once a week, every Wednesday morning. Instead of going to his, you know, clinic office at Special Surgery, he goes to Goldman Sachs instead.
Thanks, Lucette. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Lucette Lagnato. Coming up next, to quit or not to quit a new job on the first day. Small business never stops moving, so Dell's U.S.-based small business technology advisors are trained to keep up. Just call 877-BUY-DELL to get connected with an advisor who will get to know your business and tailor a solution with Dell PCs powered by Intel Core processors that is right for you, so you can focus on your business and leave the tech questions to Dell. Call 877-BUY-DELL to get in touch with a tech advisor today. With the start of the new year, you may have taken a new job, but what if you're instantly miserable? The Wall Street Journal explored whether it's ever okay to quit on your first day. Making a wise decision requires pausing for a moment. The key is to distinguish between challenges you should try to overcome and fundamental problems that are true deal breakers. Quitting abruptly risks earning bad references from former bosses and their contacts. It also may mean living without a paycheck for a while, of course. Before resigning abruptly, new hires should ask themselves if they're giving the job a fair chance. New employees' behavior helps determine the amount of support they receive. Quitting early may be warranted if an employer tries a bait and switch, like promising one job and assigning you to a different one, or violating other agreed-upon terms. One manager learned this on the first day at an automotive company that his base pay would be cut in half under a new company compensation plan. The employer increased his bonus to help, but the new hire did wind up quitting. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.